From the studios at Boise State Public Radio, I'm Gemma Gaudet. In 2020, the Peace Corps evacuated nearly 7,000 volunteers from more than 60 countries as the COVID-19 pandemic swept across the globe. Well, now, 2 years later, that program has started to return volunteers to overseas services. And among those returning is a Boise local, Gregory Ripke, who is joining us today to talk more about his upcoming mission. Gregory, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Gemma.
So tell us a little bit about yourself. What inspired you to join the Peace Corps?
Well, I'm a little older than the typical Peace Corps volunteer. I'm 52 years old, and I've been working in commercial banking all my life. Mm. And it just wasn't really something that I was enjoying as much as I used to. And so I was looking for some sort of bigger fulfillment. And in my past travels, I've visited some indigenous communities down in Central America and kind of helped them with some projects just on my own. And I found that I kind of like the travel aspect and helping indigenous communities and the aspects of international development. And so I decided to use Peace Corps as a segue into a career change.
Hmm. And the Peace Corps sent you to Uganda before the pandemic. So tell us a little bit about those services that you were able to provide to those in need.
Yeah. So I went to Uganda in May of 2020, and we went through training for about 2.5 months. And then based on my banking career, they put me in a very rural area in northern Uganda. And my primary objective was to develop groups with the community. So I would teach people how to save money, usually a group of about 30 people, and then lend it out to each other. So it was basically trying to incorporate financial inclusion of rural people because they have no access to any type of money or anything like that. And funds are used for things like school fees or buying seeds for crops or maybe a roof repair or home repair of some sort or medical care. So that was my primary objective.
And my understanding is that... My understanding is that you were one of the first Peace Corps volunteers to be sent to this specific area.
Yes. So this is an area that was kind of the there was a war with a rebel group up there called the LRA, and it was very, very rural, and it's kind of was excluded from government programs for a long time, the Uganda government programs. And that was just because of what happened up in that area. And the Peace Corps felt comfortable enough to put me up in there. And, I was given many counterparts, I could say, locals that I worked with to help me kind of work my way through the environment up there. And it was a great success. And I think the Peace Corps is probably going to put me back there when I return here in August.
So let's go back to, here you are in Uganda, the pandemic starts. You're basically abruptly brought back home to the U.S. What have these last 2 years been like for you?
Well, there was definitely adjustment because, we had 24 hours to get out of the country. So I wasn't able to say goodbye to everybody that I made friends with there and people I worked with. I was just gone. And I made it out of the last commercial flight out of Kampala. And then getting back here was kind of, I had to because I was traveling internationally, I had to quarantine when I got back. And it was definitely a shock. Not only temperature-wise, because I came back in March and it was a little cold in Boise that year, so I remember cold and rainy. And that was kind of an adjustment there. But I remember one of the very first things I did was I needed to go get food. And so I went into the Trader Joe's downtown there to buy some food. And it was overwhelming because all of a sudden I was presented with all these different types of refrigerated foods and,
oh, interesting.
And fresh fruits and vegetables, where my typical diet was just, you know, dry goods like beans or rice, and maybe I'd get some meat once a week and, you know, ask some neighbors for some sort of vegetables. So the variety was really overwhelming of food.
So here you are, you're heading back, you said, in August. You think you're going to go back to the same area.
Yeah.
How has this village, do you know, that you were serving in Uganda, how has it been impacted by COVID-19, and you know, what will be the mission?
So it hasn't, I don't know how much it's been impacted health-wise by COVID-19, mm-hmm. but I think it has been impacted indirectly through the withdrawal of aid agencies. Okay. Not only the Peace Corps, but there's others that were operating that area also. And so I think the community was definitely impacted by that. And another even more severe impact is the food crisis that is being created due to the war in Ukraine. A lot of that food is shipped down over to East Africa. And so they're experiencing food shortages on top of very, very high inflation. And high inflation really impacts the poor the most. And so they just don't have the money to purchase some of the food they need right now. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times they try to be subsistence farmers, but they rely on rain and steady rain and consistent rain. However, global warming is also impacting that area. And so the rains are not as consistent as before. So there's a lot of challenges going on.
A lot.
Yeah.
So I have about 1 minute left, and sure. I would like quickly, if you could, to share some advice for any of our listeners who might be thinking about becoming a volunteer with the Peace Corps.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I mean, my number one advice, if you're thinking about being a volunteer, if you're an older volunteer like myself, a lot of your work experience can definitely transfer over to a Peace Corps job. Like me, I was in banking. You would think banking would have nothing to offer for the Peace Corps if you're in a rural community, but they do have ways to translate business to a Peace Corps service. And the younger generations, I would just suggest trying to get some volunteer service on your resume and then apply after that.
Well, I want to thank you so much for coming in and talking with us about this, and good luck to you as you sure. head back out on this mission next month. Your services are so incredibly needed. It's inspiring to see that this is back up and running and that the Peace Corps is able to do what they've been doing. So thank you so much.
Yes. I'm very excited to see what kind of impact I can do this time around.
Yeah, absolutely. We've been talking with Greg Ripke. He is a volunteer with the Peace Corps. He will be returning to overseas service next month. So good luck to you. We'll have more Idaho Matters next.